Christmas weather. Hi, everybody. Get ready for some rather drastic weather changes over the next several hours. Showers and thunderstorms mainly this morning as a strong cold front moves through the area. Temperatures falling from the 70s this morning to the 60s, then the 50s, then the 40s by evening. Windy with some leftover showers. But I think by the trick-or-treat hours, we should be dry, just windy, chilly. Overnight low temperature tonight, 38. Tomorrow, breezy and cool. Barely up to 60 for a high temperature. And back to the 30s again Friday night. For the weekend, cool days, cold nights. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. There is now a $30,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the people involved in the disappearance of 19-year-old Anaya Blanchard. The UFC is offering $25,000 on top of $5,000 from Governor Kay Ivey's office. The Frontier Spinning Mills plant in Elmore County will close at the end of the year. Elmore County Commission Chair Troy Stubbs says they learned of this closing through a fax sent to the Wetumpka Mayor's Office and the Elmore County Commission. The closure will impact close to 150 jobs. And the Elmore County Commission has approved a $1.23 million bid for the construction of a new Sheriff's Operation building. The old building was damaged by the tornado that hit Wetumpka back in January. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
If you're like me, you probably have a couple of shoeboxes full of old home movies or VHS tapes your dad took when you were a kid, right? And you've been wanting to convert them to DVD to preserve them, but don't want to ship them off to an out-of-town company. Well, you don't have to. Dan Black Studios here in Montgomery can convert them for you in their facility. Dan Black's been in business for over 35 years, and he does a great job at an affordable price. Call Dan Black today at 334-279-6036.
It's the annual Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens. Shop Alabama's premier Christmas store, register to win door prizes, and enjoy complimentary treats, all while taking advantage of the best prices of the season. Save up to 50% off selected Christmas decor and pre-lit lifelike trees, wreaths, and garland. Shop pre-wrapped gifts, store-wide specials, and a huge selection of unique gifts for everyone on your list. Christmas Open House, November 1st through the 3rd at Southern Homes and Gardens.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's our third annual truckload sale, and have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbylouchoir.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbylouchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/joy.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
Earth and sea, for the devil sends the beast with wrath, because he knows the time is short. Let him who hath understanding reckon the number of the beast.
Welcome to News and Views.
It is a human number. Its number...
Doesn't sound like News and Views.
No, it's Halloween, Jack.
I lived alone. No, I always love a good excuse to play some Iron Maiden.
I'm glad you only have that excuse once a year.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 to Noon.
Can I believe?
Sing it, Bruce.
That what I saw that night was
real. Oh, here come the drums. Here come the drums, like the cymbals.
Just what I saw.
Ah.
In my old dreams.
Halloween morning.
Were the reflections of my woman staring back at me. Cause in my dreams, it's always there. The evil face that twists my mind and brings me to despair.
All right, that's enough of that. I just love that song, that intro. You are listening to News and Views from 9 to Noon. Joey Clark, a bit perturbed Jack Campbell because I'm rocking out so much.
It's the worst bumper music in talk radio.
You don't know what you're talking about, Jack. Also, alongside us, he hasn't joined us when you are here.
No, he's. I've never been here when this young man is here.
I'm excited.
Hello, Frisco Riverstone.
Hey, Joey. Hey, Jack.
How's it going, Frisco?
It's going.
Now, don't out him like we're about to out the whistleblower.
Well, I was going to ask, did we ever say Tim's name on the air?
Who's Tim?
I don't know.
Some imposter.
I don't know, but we got a lot to cover today. 272-9228, 272-9228. There's a lot of ways we could begin this.
Well, let's first start by saying we enjoyed the gathering last night.
Indeed.
At Baumhauer's that Greg's folks get together every Wednesday, and Joey and I were invited to come last night to, you know, kind of like our debut.
Right.
Or
right.
Debut is actually spelled. But we went. It was nice. We saw a lot of folks. We saw the inimitable Charles Hollis, who was trumping on.
He had a towel on his head.
He had a towel on his head. I wondered if he was a Arab sheikh, whatever those.
No, that was a great, memorable moment last night. You said, Charles, you've got a do-rag on your head. He goes, no, Jack Campbell, it's a pink hand towel.
I was trying to give him the benefit of the doubt. And we had Jane and Mark Clark came.
Yes, yes.
And Mark is an avid talk radio listener. He stays on this station all day. Mark, we appreciate that. And Jane, we appreciate you too, as well as Kevin and Rosie was there and lots of other folks. But it was a lot of fun. It was very nice, Greg, to do that. And we had a big time.
Yeah, I enjoyed myself. Made some wings. How did those wings sit with you, Jack?
They were good until this morning, about 7 o'clock.
All right.
Well, you know, I have a tender stomach, and I got a mild, but they were good. They were really good.
Yeah, I have some hot sauces that I don't think you should ever consume.
No, no.
I think it would kill you.
When those people have those nuclear sauces that have like habanero in it, or
no, I've got a hot sauce at
Scotch
home.
Scotch bonnet peppers, those will kill you.
I've got a hot sauce at home. It's a mash, a pepper mash, a little bit of mustard in there to add some flavor. But you know the Carolina Reaper pepper?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a pepper hotter than that. Same guy bred the Reaper pepper.
He's now dead.
He runs a company called Puckerbutt.
I imagine.
Puckerbutt Pepper Company or something like that. And he made a pepper called Pepper X.
Have you ever had a ghost pepper?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. This is like a combination of all those different things.
Well, Bill and Susan Britt, well, they grew some, and it made all their other peppers hot, like their bell peppers.
Exactly, yeah.
Because it's in the soil, and oh, my God.
Yeah, and that's what this is, so I'm not going to... Well, if you keep insulting my bumper music, you're like, okay, Jack, time to try the last dab. It'll be the last dab for you indeed. 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to join in on this nonsense. So where to begin? I mean, we've got more national coverage, essentially confirming what we were saying yesterday about Jeff Sessions and his potential run to get back his old Senate seat. It all depends. The wild card. Donald Trump. Beautiful dog. A wonderful, talented dog. Which, funny side note, tangent here. Do you see the photoshopped work
I think done by the Daily Wire, and Trump retweeted it. And it's Trump, like, putting a Medal of Honor on somebody, but somebody is instead photoshopped in the dog.
The beautiful dog.
Oh, Conan. Really? Yeah. And Trump's like, thank you, Daily Wire. He tweeted this. Thank you. Thank you for doing this. This is great. But the real thing, the real dog hero will be here from the Middle East in the White House. I want to see that day.
Oh, yeah.
Not serious. I just want to see Trump go, you're a beautiful dog. Good boy. Such a talented, talented boy. Does he bite? No. Just a joke. Just a joke. But apparently people on the woke Twitterverse that even Barack Obama is now scolding.
Oh, yeah.
Reported that yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, it's bad when Obama's throwing you under the bus, kind of like Joe Biden here. But they're upset because how dare you take a serious thing like a Medal of Honor and give it to a dog?
Of course they are.
Of course they are. But we have here, and this came out yesterday afternoon, so some of you might have heard this already. It was reported all over right-leaning news. I think Sean Hannity was all over it last night. But this write-up I was telling Frisco about this morning, Jack, here's the headline.
Because he strolled in here a lot earlier than I did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, we had a yeah. breakfast mm-hmm. and did some meditation.
Right. Nice.
Mm-hmm. That's really good.
Yeah. We didn't have time for aromatherapy, but we might, given the wings you ate last night. But
I'm better now. I took a Gas X this morning.
Good. Like I told you off air, I don't want it to be noxious.
Well, it does not prevent pooting, but it does settle your stomach.
That's the term you went with?
Well, it's a more,
you described your flatulence.
It's not as indelicate as the word fart.
Right. Oh,
that's a rude word.
Well, keep your toots to yourself, all right? Here's the headline, Jack. I'll hold it up, you know, right here. I've got it. The whole report.
Well, you have it because I sent it to you.
No, I've got the Sessions thing.
Oh, that's right.
This is different.
I'm dying to hear. And I purposely didn't ask you this morning when you told me you knew who the whistleblower was. I was going to wait for the suspense till we got on the air.
A live reaction.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Beltway's whistleblower Führer obsesses over one name. That's the headline. And this is from a guy named Paul Sperry for Real Clear Investigations. And he certainly did investigate this situation. But here's the thing. Here's the lead-in. Earlier this week, in the super-secret bowels of the Capitol, where occasionally little toots and poots would come out and be handed to the press, like, you know, Adam Schiff's own, maybe Eric Swalwell. Well, apparently, earlier this week, when Vindman, the lieutenant colonel for the Army, the Purple Heart gentleman, when he was asked by Republicans in the super-secret hearing in the bowels of the Capitol, who did you talk to after you listened in on the call between President Trump and President Zelensky? Adam Schiff piped up and said, you don't answer that. Don't answer that. And it led to a shouting match. What do you mean don't answer it, Adam? I mean he shouldn't answer it. Or something like that. There might have been profanity. I don't know. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall in that room. So they said, you can't answer that, sir, because the Republicans are trying to find out who the whistleblower is. That was the Democrats' justification. Jim Jordan and the Republicans were saying, I'm just looking to compile a witness list, which Frisco and I played yesterday. One of the reporters was like, so were you asking for names? Like, yeah, that's usually what you do when you're trying to compile a witness list. It's like, hey, I watched Dumb and Dumber the other night. Skis, huh? They yours? Both of them? Going to the airport, flying somewhere? Yes, when you're looking for a witness list, you ask about names. So they want a witness list. They're trying to figure out who the whistleblower is because they suspect his political bias. And the Democrats are saying, no. He's due anonymity. And Eric Swalwell, the smartest man in politics, my wrath towards Marco Rubio and people like Hillary Clinton, it's all being now focused on Mr. Swalwell. Seriously, what a butterface. This is what he said, I believe, last night, talking about the whistleblower.
Again, Brianna, because we have corroborated everything the whistleblower has alleged, having the whistleblower testify would put the whistleblower's life in serious jeopardy. And so the question is that person's life worth more than, is that person's life, worth less than being redundant? And our position right now is that it's not.
Seriously, the guy, just to remind folks how terrible this guy is, when asked about the Second Amendment and how bad it would be to be like Beto and take away people's guns and AR-15s and AKs and whatnot, what have people fought back? Representative Swallow. Swallow said, well, we have nukes.
Jesus.
Like he's some dorm room stoner, you know. Oh, my God. What a dumb, dumb thing to say. He tweeted out this. My colleagues and I will always defend whistleblowers. Inside and outside our hearings, the whistleblower pulled a fire alarm. First responder showed up and saw smoke, flames, and Donald Trump holding a gas can with matches. Does it matter who pulled the fire alarm? Well, when you set up the, you paint a picture like that.
Well, that isn't what Oliver Wendell Holmes said. Can't cry. Freedom of speech does not include yelling fire in a crowded theater.
Right. Though that's not even a legal thing. It's just so dumb. I mean, if there's actually a fire in the crowded theater, you want to yell fire. Like, get out. Please, pull the fire alarm. Anyway, so Swalwell and all the Democrats are worried about this person's life. Is that the real reason, though? No, that's not the real reason. The real reason is because the identity of this whistleblower is damning to the Democrats' cause, and it's damning to that stupid little story, some might call it a parody, Swalwell just presented. It doesn't matter who pulled the fire alarm. Well, it might, actually, because I think there's been a fire at the White House now since late
January 2017.
Yeah, late 2016, early January 2017. There's been a fire going on, and there's smoke, all sorts of stuff coming out, leaking out, all this smoke that the media is picking up on. And they said, oh, there's a fire, and that fire is Russian collusion with the Trump administration and the Trump campaign. And we know this because there are good, good career diplomats working within the White House. There's even an anonymous senior official working there now has a new book called Anonymous. He's part of the resistance. Look at all this smoke. There's got to be a fire. And in the meantime, Donald Trump's been like, Rudy, hey, Rudy, America's mayor. You were great in 9/11. You were wonderful. Your broken window policy was great. I was there, too. I was in New York. I was building buildings. And could you find out where this fire is? I'd love to know where the fire is. So they've been looking into the fire. And right as they find the source of all this smoke, they start to find this fire buried deep under layers of red tape and bureaucracy. That's when the bureaucracy strikes back. And says, no, you're the one, as you find the fire, Rudy Giuliani, that started that fire. How dare you, sir? How dare you? How dare you? So, once you hear the identity of this whistleblower, folks, it'll all start to make sense. Paul Sperry writes for Real Clear Investigations, for a town that leaks like a sieve, Washington has done an astonishingly effective job keeping from the American public the name of the anonymous whistleblower who triggered the impeachment proceedings against President Trump, even though his identity is an open secret in the Beltway. More than 2 months after this official filed his complaint, pretty much all of that's known publicly about this guy is that he's a CIA analyst who at one point was detailed to the White House and is now back working at the CIA. But the name of a government official fitting that description, Eric Charamella, has been raised privately in impeachment depositions, according to officials with direct knowledge of the proceedings, as well as at least one open hearing held by a House committee not involved in the impeachment inquiry. Again, the name is Eric Charamella.
You can't trust those Charamellas.
I know. I agree. We don't want to go into that, but ew. But Eric Charamella, and this again goes to the reason Democrats this week blocked Republicans from asking more questions about him and intend to redact Charamella's name from all deposition transcripts. Real Clear Investigations is disclosing the name because of the public's interest in learning details of an effort to remove a sitting president from office. Further, the official status as a quote-unquote whistleblower is complicated by his being a hearsay reporter of accusations against the president, one who has some indicia of an arguable political bias in favor of a rival political candidate. You know, when I read indicia, at first I thought it said indica. I'm like, why bring cannabis into this? But as the intelligence community inspector general phrased it originally in the report, that this guy might have had political bias. So who is this guy, Eric Charamella? Federal documents reveal that he's 33 years old. He's a registered Democrat, held over from the Obama White House. He previously worked for former Vice President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. And he worked for former CIA Director John Brennan.
Oh my God, there you have it.
Further, Charamella left his National Security Council posting in the White House's West Wing in mid-2017, amid concerns about negative leaks to the media. So maybe it was you piping out that smoke, Mr. Charamella, early on. This isn't the first time you've blown the whistle, though before you did it unofficially. Charamella has since returned to CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. He was accused of working against Trump and leaking against Trump, said a former NSC official speaking on the condition of anonymity.
Oh, another
himself.
Anonymity.
You gotta love this. You got anonymous sources? Well, I got anonymous sources. How do you like them apples? Charamella huddled for quote-unquote guidance with the staff of House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff, including former colleagues also held over from the Obama era, whom Schiff's office has recently recruited from the NSC. That brings me to another point. I pointed out yesterday, Jack, the reason there's a House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, the reason it was set up in 77, was to check and oversee the intelligence community. Here we have this new chairman, Adam Schiff, colluding with the intelligence community and the bureaucracy to try to impeach a president.
Yeah, I think that's disgraceful, because the whole point of it was to maintain independence from the intelligence community. And here's a guy in bed with them.
Right.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Oh, it gets better. Charamella also worked with a DNC operative who dug up dirt on the Trump campaign during 2016, inviting her into the White House for meetings, former White House colleagues said. The operative, Alexandra Chalupa, think she enjoys taco night? A Ukrainian-American who supported Hillary Clinton, led an effort to link the Republican campaign to the Russian government. He knows her. He had her in the White House. Again, one former coworker speaking on the condition of anonymity said.
Well, let me ask you this. Yeah. This fellow worked for Joe Biden, and Joe Biden openly said, I withheld money from the Ukraine until they fired this prosecutor. I mean, he said that with his own mouth and his own words. You know, and I told him, well, this plane's going to leave in 6 hours, and you got that time to fire this
right.
guy.
Right.
Why is none of that coming up? Why is that not an issue?
Oh, it's going to be an issue.
That's why I think they're doing this to Trump.
Yes. Because
they know this will kill Biden.
Absolutely. The whole reason for this impeachment charade, and that's what it is to stop not only, you know, accusations against Biden from getting real teeth and bringing down Biden's candidacy. It's also, I think, about the Barr-Durham investigation. I think it's about what Rudy Giuliani found in Ukraine long before Biden even declared his candidacy.
Right.
That's what this is all about. And, in fact, this guy Charamella, who started this whole thing, the whistleblower is Eric Charamella. He was working with Biden when Biden's working on Ukraine, back at the time when Biden, you know, strong-armed the Ukrainians to fire a prosecutor. And it's more, I think, about than just his son worked on the board. Money went missing. $1.5 billion into a bank that backed Burisma. Just gone. But no reason to investigate him. So this is, it gets better. This guy, the CIA officer, Charamella, Eric Charamella, specializes in Russia and Ukraine. He was detailed over to the National Security Council from the agency in the summer of 2015, right around when Biden's making all these demands. Working under Susan Rice, he also worked closely with Biden, and federal records show that Biden's office invited Charamella to an October 2016 state luncheon Biden hosted for the Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi. Other invited guests included John Brennan, as well as then FBI Director James Comey. Oh, and then National Intelligence Director James, you know him.
Clap on, clap off.
Mm-hmm.
Clap on, clap off.
James, the clapper. It's amazing how these folks just keep popping up in all these stories.
And, excuse me, of course, CNN propping up Brennan. by having him on for all these interviews, having Andrew McCabe on, probably paying him as analysts for the network. It's just giving them a forum to sit up there and lie. John Brennan is the biggest liar that ever was, and he's a Muslim to boot, you know.
So the guy...
He is, you know that.
But here's the thing. The guy who's the whistleblower is the guy who worked with Joe Biden on Ukraine, as well as all these other people on the NSC who are coming in to testify against the president. Without any new information, as Trump tweeted today. Trump tweeted this, like, 20 minutes before we came on air here. It was in all caps. Read the transcript. That's all he tweeted.
I mean, really, you read the transcript and you talk to Zelensky, who said, I did not feel pressure from the president to investigate.
Right, they keep saying, oh, the Vindman this week was the first-hand witness on the call. No, President Trump and President Zelensky were the first-hand witnesses, the first-hand witness.
Who both denied any kind of pressure.
Right, so. And by the way, the money's been released and given to Ukraine. The investigation into Burisma was started up in March of this year. Long before the July call, because Burisma's corrupt as hell. So this is just getting deeper and deeper, but they just want to focus on Trump's a bad man who said, can you do me a favor? Like, Trump never says that. Can you do me a favor, Mick? Could you leave the damn Oval Office when you're coughing?
That was a great video.
Like, it's just so deep here. And I think what's going on is essentially Adam Schiff using members of his staff that used to work with this whistleblower at the CIA is now also calling members of the bureaucracy that want to either protect the reputation of their institutions, the State Department, or want to protect their own butts because they might have looked the other way or been involved with this directly. And they're the folks crafting this narrative that the president should be impeached. And now the Democrats say, oh, we're going to give you due process today. Today's Thursday, Halloween, right? Well, we're going to pass new rules and due process rules for how this impeachment inquiry will go forward from here on out. But the way it works, Mitch McConnell said it well. This is due process only when the Democrats feel like it. You're exactly right, Cocaine Mitch. You're exactly right. So I hope this goes to a trial in the Senate because it's going to be fun embarrassing the hell out of not only the Democratic Party and Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell in particular, but also the media who have been criminally involved in this. I say that over the top. I don't mean like they've actually broken the law, but
I think in a crazy way, too, all of this, just the theatrics of all of this plays in Trump's favor.
Yes.
I think that the, you know, everyday people can kind of see through the BS and... I think it ultimately kind of plays in his favor.
Well, and I think a lot of people are getting bored. I know I am with the day-to-day impeachment.
Oh, yeah.
Impeachment 2019. You might be out there trick-or-treating, but the president needs to be impeached.
And the circus continues this morning with this whatever vote they're going to take.
Absolutely.
Which really is a no vote of anything.
What is this? What is this vote today?
It's to give due process. The Republicans in the White House, Republicans in Congress and the White House have been complaining. There's no due process. You haven't given any minority rights. Mm-hmm. You actually haven't taken a vote on the House floor. The president can't have legal counsel there, as well as subpoena witnesses they want and cross-examine witnesses to their heart's desire. And so the Democrats are like, oh, okay, you want that? We'll give it to you a month or more later, after we've already gotten a lot of witnesses and kicked up a lot of smoke and dirt. And by the way, if you want to subpoena a witness, and Adam Schiff's committee will still be the point committee. They've just changed it from intelligence to the impeachment committee. Huh. It'll still be in secret. And if the Republicans want to call a witness, Adam Schiff can say no. And then it would go to a vote of the committee that they'll vote no. So that's what Mitch McConnell means by due process only when the Democrats want it.
I think the Senate would love for it to be kicked over there to them so they can say, the hell with this.
Exactly.
Exactly. Because it's just not going to happen. You'll have an ass like George Romney. He was an ass, too. His son, Mitt.
Wait, has Romney been working out?
Yeah, something like that. But they'll,
that was a weird way to put that, Jack.
Well, his father was an ass.
Right, okay.
Yes. He was governor of Michigan, and of course, Mitt was governor of Massachusetts, and, you know, now he represents Utah. I mean, he's not a Republican. His old man was not a Republican. I mean, he said he was. He was a rhino. But Mitt, people like Mitt, God only knows what Susan Collins will do.
Oh, man. Yeah, they're the only ones. Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski. And, you know, I can actually understand where Susan Collins is coming from because she really is, Maine's a weird place politically. She does have to straddle kind of both sides of the aisle to keep that seat. And she, I think she performed great in the Kavanaugh hearing.
Oh, she was really good.
So I see why Susan Collins might take that position. I don't understand. Well, I do understand Romney. Just go look at that photo when Romney asked to be Secretary of State, at least Donald Trump claims, where they're at the steakhouse. Trump's eating a steak well done with ketchup, which is very suspect. If anything, we're going to impeach Donald Trump. It's over how he cooks and eats his steak. It's just gross, Donald. Excuse me. But Mitt looks like a puppy who got caught peeing on the carpet in that photo. Like, Trump is so happy, and Reince Priebus is smiling. Romney's like, oh, don't hit me with the newspaper again, Donnie. Not again.
Well, I think he dangled that carrot in front of him, knowing he wasn't going to pick him.
Right. I think this is a personal vendetta on Romney's part. Romney knows he was just elected. He's got 5-6 years to make up for it. So that's what Mitt's up to. But, man, this is big. This is big, and I love that the truth is known. It's amazing. Do you really buy?
But who's going to? All right, Joey, you say the truth is known. Who's going to get this out? Except people like us.
It'll be
and maybe a couple of commentators on Fox News. But the rest of the country is not going to know about it. The New York Times will never print this guy's name.
Well, if you stir up enough controversy, they'll have to bring it up.
Well, they don't want to be behind the curve, but I mean,
right.
They might have to, but they sure don't want to.
Well, and this is a quote from this report on Real Clear Investigations. Quote, everyone knows who he is. CNN knows. The Washington Post knows. New York Times knows. New York Times certainly knows because they already published a story on him but left him anonymous. That's how we knew beforehand he was a CIA analyst. Congress knows. The White House knows. Even the president knows who he is. That's according to Fred Flights, a former CIA analyst and national security advisor to Trump, who has fielded dozens of calls from the media. So everybody knows this. They've just kept it under wraps for the sake of the Democrats' narrative, the Democrats and the propagandists' narrative. And we'll see where it goes. A fight, it's not like, oh, it's just, oh, the truth's out there, and now we don't have to do anything. There will be a fight, and I think the whole picture will come into focus as we go forward. And if I'm Lindsey Graham or Mitch McConnell or all these folks, I'm ready for a fight in the Senate. But let's see if the Democrats can even get this vote off the ground this morning, or today, this new due process vote. Which
really isn't due process.
No. And also, what about this first 5 weeks where you didn't have the due process?
Well,
does it count?
Well, if Adam Schiff is going to have the final say on the witnesses they bring forward, he's going to say no on all of them.
Right.
And the committee is majority Democrat. They're going to vote no on all of them. So it really, truly won't be due process. Well, so don't be duped.
Don't be duped, folks. Don't be duped. This hour of news and views brought to you by our good new sponsor, Dan Black Studios. Today is the last day. If you're a news and views listener, to call 279-6036, 279-6036, tell Dan Black and his team, hey, I'm a news and views listener. You'll get 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers. So check out Dan Black Studios today. Thank you for being the sponsor of this hour. Coming back, we'll take some phone calls, 272-9228. 272-9228. JD is hanging out on line one. We'll get to you in a second, JD. More news.
He's been on for like 45 minutes.
Yeah, but this is big.
I know it is.
How could he be on for 45 minutes when we've only been on air for like 30
minutes? Well, maybe calling in at 10 till 9.
That's a good point. It's funny how time works. Be right back,
isn't
folks. More news and views after this. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Frisco Riverstone in the house. Having too much fun on a Halloween morning.
voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive, come to where your auto saves you.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Hey guys, hunting season is upon us. And here at Wholesale Hunter, we know between kids at school and honeydews, your schedule's pretty packed. So why waste your time driving to one of those big box stores when you can visit us online at WholesaleHunter.com and order the gear and supplies you need with a click of a button? You can shop our huge selection of guns and hunting gear from the convenience of your computer or phone. Stop by our store in Wetumpka at the corner of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road, or visit us online anytime at WholesaleHunter.com, WholesaleHunter.com, that's WholesaleHunter.com.
The game clock is winding down, and so is that plate of piping hot steak nachos. Your eyes are on the last play, but they're also on that last chip, piled high with succulent steak, lending its deep flavor to all the fixings. Just as you reach in, so does your buddy. Game on. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Paid for by Alabama beef farmers and ranchers.
Your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best, well, good news. Thompson Heavy Wrench has everything you need to get the job done. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best in low-hour Cat machines. Articulated trucks, dozers, wheel loaders, excavators, and more. Renting from Thompson Tractor is a seamless process. We deliver the equipment you need and the support you expect, with best-in-class technology options such as Cat payload monitoring and grade assist technology to finish your job on time and under budget. So let Thompson help you increase profits and reduce downtime the way they've been doing since 1957. Thompson Heavy Rents. Just like you, we have what it takes. For short and long-term heavy equipment rental and rental purchase options, visit ThompsonHeavyRents.com.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Burt's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Burt's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru.
Hi, everybody. Some big weather changes are underway as a strong cold front moves through the state. That'll shut off the showers and thunderstorm threat as it turns windy and sharply colder. Temperatures falling through the 60s, then to the 50s, then to the 40s by evening. There'll be some leftover showers during the day, but I think by trick-or-treat hours, we should be dry, just a kind of windy and chilly. Our overnight low temperature tonight falls to about 38. Tomorrow, breezy, cool, barely up to 60 for a high. Back to the 30s again on Friday night. And for the weekend, look for cool, crisp fall days and cold nights. Don't forget, we fall back to standard time this weekend. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon on this happy, happy Halloween. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell, Frisco Riverstone,
a.k.a. Tim.
Oh, Jack!
I wish there are enough Tims in town that...
I wish that was my real name, though.
Yeah.
Think it... Tim. It's kind of like
you're
a stepdad
more of a Todd
name.
Frisco to me.
A Todd?
A Todd, yeah.
Oh, man, I don't know about Todd.
My stepdad, Tim.
My stepdad, Tim. I always thought Tim was kind of a stepdad name.
I've said it for years, I want to get a black lab, like a generic dog, name it like a very, like, much a person name, a people name.
I had a friend who had a dog named Catherine.
Yeah, I'm thinking Steven for my...
I had a beagle named Alice.
Oh, that's great.
Welcome back, folks. 272-9228. This hour of the program, once again, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Your last day to get 55% off if you're a News and Views listener. All VHS to DVD transfers, call him today, 279-6036. Let's go to the phones because he has been very patient. JD, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Did you age 10 years on hold?
Two and a half, really.
Okay.
it was more like 42 minutes instead of 45.
Well, you know, we're talking in dog years here, so.
Oh, that's true. That's true. I was going to hit on just a couple things real quick. You know, when you were talking about, you know, weapons and ARs and stuff earlier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that just goes to show you how poor our educational system has gotten, because history is taught that you can learn from your mistakes. And never forget that smart aleck guy that stood up in the back of the room when they said, "How silly you guys think you are that you're going to be able to defend yourself from tanks and planes and machine guns." And the guy stands up and says, "Well, that sounds like a great constitutional reason for civilians to have tanks, machine guns, and airplanes." when it comes to Schiff, I really think Schiff is making up stories, and the Democratic Party, the reason he's keeping them hidden is because they don't exist until they can find somebody that'll bite the bullet and say, "I'll pretend that I said that," and go up and testify. And last but not least, to touch on something that y'all were talking about the other day, when I said Tulsi Gabbard was probably the best one to compete against Trump, which I still think he would win, I honestly think that the biggest threat is not this election, but the one after. Because I think, will AOC not be old enough to run at that point in time?
She may be. I need to see her exact birthday. So you have to be 35 on the day you're inaugurated.
I think she would be the biggest threat, and I think that's why she went and sided with Bernie, because he has a lot of young, standing people that support him. And I think if she can draw his base with her base, I think we're in a world of trouble. No matter how ignorant she is, she is absolutely, absolutely crazy. But this whole impeachment process, it's nothing more than a sham. And don't forget that they even rigged it to say, "Well, you can call people up, but before you do, we're going to need your tax return." So they're kind of almost, I don't want to say blackmailing him, but as close as you can get without doing it. They're saying, "Yeah, we'll work with you, but only if you give us this, only if you give us that," knowing that if he gives them whatever they want, that they're still going to, you know, do whatever they want to do.
Well, and this president,
him out of office.
He cooperated with Mueller. But when it comes to this, I mean, it's one thing to have an independent counsel who might have been fed, I think, bad information. I think they kept Mueller in the dark in many ways. He just accepted what the FBI cooked up and what the CIA cooked up, and that's what Horowitz, the Inspector General for the DOJ, and now John Durham is looking into as a criminal investigation. But it's one thing to have an independent counsel or special counsel like Robert Mueller investigate something in secret. Now the guy actually leading the investigation in secret, the new one, is Adam Schiff.
And he is, I mean, a habitual liar. I mean, habitually. That's what he does. He does not feel comfortable without telling lies. I mean, little Pinocchio, that's all he can do. I'm surprised he can even fit in any Senate room or Congress room or any house as long as his nose got to be. I mean, he blatantly lied about the transcript. He made up his own version of the transcript and said, oh, yeah, that was dirty. What if Trump had done that?
Oh.
What if Trump's son was sitting on a board for the Ukraine? I mean, they're drawing straws to get this man gone, and they have not a leg to stand on.
Well, I think it's going to backfire.
Nothing more than a sham.
Certainly. Well, I appreciate it.
I wish they would prosecute him. I just wish they would actually find something to prosecute all these jacklegs on.
Oh, I think we don't have to criminalize it, and some people might actually, because of that Durham investigation, be in trouble criminally speaking and legally speaking, but I think the best victory for us would be that the media and a lot of these Democrats, it's so apparent in some way. Maybe doing it in a trial, an impeachment trial in the Senate is the only way you can do it, where you have a common forum and all of the facts and the story can be presented for everybody to see, and that's a way to embarrass them. That's how we win.
I
we
really hope it
them.
Happens.
Thank you, J.D.
Well, I enjoy the show as always.
Thank you,
guys.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Well, Schiff is the guy who said, I have absolute proof that Donald Trump colluded with Russia. Remember that?
Yes.
Yeah, he said
more than circumstantial evidence.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And it never came out. Because it wasn't there.
That's also, it's like we've seen the story before. They just inserted Ukraine instead of Russia. Or, you know why Rudy Giuliani was conducting the shadow foreign policy that all these important career bureaucrats are saying? It's because you can't trust the folks working in the bureaucracy. Half of them are Obama holdovers.
Right.
And what Giuliani's looking into is what y'all were cooking up in Ukraine. So no wonder he wasn't talking to you. Also, like Yovanovitch, this ambassador who testified recently, she was the one that Trump got rid of. In the call he's talking about there with Zelensky, Trump is. And he says, oh, and the ambassador, the woman, she's bad news. I got rid of her. I just love the woman. Romney says, I have binders full of women. Trump's just blatant. Oh, look at that horse face. Look at that face. Though I remember back to the campaign where it was early on, and the big hubbub of that, the controversy with Trump that week was that he was watching Carly Fiorina on TV. He's like, look at that face. Is that the face of a president? And people took it to mean he was saying something bad about her looks. And then later that night on the debate stage, I can't even get it out. I'm turning to my grandfather laughing before I can get the punchline out. They're asking, what's your code name going to be for Secret Service to all these candidates up on stage? One of those silly throwaway questions. And Carly Fiorina says Secretariat.
Oh, no, she didn't. No, she didn't. Oh. Was she being funny?
I don't know. It was a funny moment.
Oh, my God, that's hilarious.
And then Jeb Bush said something that was pretty funny. It was something like high energy, and Trump's like, oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Now, Mr. Trump, what would yours be? And, like, everybody's laughing at Jeb, and Jeb's all proud. He's like, oh, thanks, Mom. Do I get a gold star now? I'm sorry I smoked pot years ago. And he thinks he's got a great moment, and Trump's next and just steals the spotlight, steals the microphone, and goes, Mr. Trump, what would your code name be? Humble. Oh, God. I'm ready for the true campaign to start, because it's just going to be entertaining.
Oh,
in that
my
regard.
God.
And, you know, I think to abuse the impeachment process like this, I saw the guy had been citing Lawrence Tribe. He's come out since all this has happened saying, oh, this is the most impeachable offense I've ever seen. Lawrence, in your book, you talk about how impeachment should be to bring the country together, unite us, get rid of this destructive actions, and if impeachment's more destructive than the thing you're trying to stop, don't do impeachment. That's in your book, Lawrence. But now, I guess, you know, to hell with what I wrote back when I was just being, you know, a legal scholar and not being a hack on TV. Anyway, we do have to hit another break here. Again, this hour brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Give him a call today, 279-6036. Last chance before the Christmas holidays to get 55% off all VHS to DVD transfers. Call him today, 279-6036. It's part of the program also brought to you by Bo Goodson.
You know him, right, Jack? Bo Goodson in the
Pittsburgh? I've known Bo for years. Heck yeah, he's a great guy.
And he's been working the real estate market here in the River Region for years, over four decades. So he has all sorts of experience helping buyers and sellers in the real estate market here in Montgomery and the surrounding areas. Well, find the home or get rid of the home at a great price that they may have in mind. At the Goodson Group, they also not only help you buy or sell a home or a property, they'll help you manage your property. So if you buy a place, maybe you don't want to sell it immediately, or you're treating it like a rental income, an investment, the Goodson Group can manage it for you, and they do a great job of that. I know from personal experience, they're great landlords. The Goodson Group is also home for the Bo Goodson Real Estate School. This is great, folks. One of the most highly acclaimed and accredited real estate school programs in the state. If you're looking to get your real estate license, there's nobody better than Bo Goodson and his real estate school. But even if you're not looking for your license, you just want to be informed on what it means to work in, you know, try your hand in the real estate market, the Bo Goodson School of Real Estate is the place to go. So check them out today online at thegoodsongroup.com. TheGoodsonGroup.com, or give them a call and tell them Joey and Jack and even Frisco from News and Views sent you. 551-0225, 551-0225. You know, Jack, it's great when we have sponsors that you can just, from the heart, say how good they are. And I know from personal experience, put the News and Views stamp on it, Bo Goodson and the Goodson Group, they really know what they're doing. Great folks. Give them a call today again. 551-0225. Be right back. More News and Views after this break.
In all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Rusty here from our friend David Ernest and the Health and Wealth Show. David just started his 60-minute version of the program. The show's on every weeknight from 6 until 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. And David needs listeners. If you could see this little sad-eyed puppy right here, you'd know how David feels. And here's where you can help. We know that Greg Budell has listeners, Dan Morris has listeners, Joey Clark has listeners, so we've devised a new program called the Listener Relocation Program. For as little as 60 minutes a day, you can become a listener of the Health and Wealth Show. In return, you'll get some great financial advice from David Ernest, and this poor little sad-eyed puppy won't be so confused. Tune in each weekday evening from 6 until 7. And call David Ernest at 334-272-9228. Just think about David. Think about the little sad-eyed puppy. Knock it off. That's not funny anymore.
Billy here from AutoSave Tire and Automotive. If you need tires, come to the tire experts. We have over 200,000 tires at our disposal daily, all at the best prices. Check out our website, autosavetires.net, for your fast, free, online bottom dollar price. That's right, you can get an instant quote on your new tires, including installation, right from your computer or phone. No hassle, no haggle, bottom line pricing. So shop us and compare. We even beat tire rack prices. Check out all our services at autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
Let Metro Fitness help you earn cash. Metro Fitness has a membership drive going on now through December 31st. Join Metro and bring in one new member that joins for a year and receive $100 in cash. Yes, you heard me correctly. A year too long? Sign up for 3 months and bring a friend to join for 3 months and you receive $50. No limit to how many people you can bring in. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Cryer. It's
It's our third annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you. Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by LeQuire and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyleQuire.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyleQuire.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by LeQuire.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 to noon. Joey Clark, Jack Campbell on this fine Halloween morning. Y'all going trick-or-treating later?
Look at me. I'm already dressed.
What's your outfit?
Well, I could get a job haunting houses with this face.
Oh, especially that leg, too.
Oh, yeah.
I'm intimidated.
This face has outlived 12 bodies. Oh, literally.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
I bought some emergency candy just in case kids do pop over.
Mm-hmm.
I'm hoping they don't so I can...
Keep it for yourself. Yeah. Do you have candy corn in the mix?
No, I don't. I got the good kind. No.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Candy corn is disgusting.
Like little Baby Ruths and...
No. Baby Ruths? No. Twix, Snickers, Milky Ways. What else? Oh, and then I've got another bag that's like the sour stuff, like Nerds and Sour Patch Kids and stuff that I like.
So... Baby Ruth's or Snickers?
Snickers.
You don't like Baby Ruth?
No.
Because it has whole peanuts in it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Something about it was just, yeah.
It's a lot more crumbly than a...
They're dry.
A Snickers.
They're,
yeah.
Definitely more of a Snickers.
Y'all drive slow tonight. I've almost made that mistake before. When you go back home, don't... You know, it's how it's easy. We've talked about this before, how you can drive somewhere and you're like... I just walked through the last 5 minutes of driving. All of a sudden have this weird revelation of I don't even remember driving here. And it doesn't have anything to do with drinking or anything. But it's just don't get into autopilot when you're going home. Drive slow, especially in that time when it gets a little dark and people are out trick-or-treating. Take your time. Don't run over any children. That would be terrible. I'd hate to report that tomorrow.
Well, 2 years I bought candy, and I had no trick-or-treaters, which I live on a street with a lot of old people.
Did you turn the light on?
No.
Yeah. Well.
I don't want to encourage them.
Jack had the lights off, pulled the shutters, locked the gate.
Beware of dog side.
Yes. Well, you know.
Trespassers will be shot. Why didn't any kids show up?
I might sit out on the front porch.
With a shotgun?
Good Lord, guys. Usually that's how I sit out front.
So you want to get back into this Jeff Sessions thing after our top of the hour break here, Jack?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I would like to see more. I don't have a Wall Street Journal subscription yet.
I don't
either. I didn't read the whole thing. But a lot of what we were talking about